Patriots running back, Danny Woodhead. Danny, been a couple of weeks. Where you been, man?
Hey, I've been getting ready for games and just trying to stay prepared. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's been a couple of weeks, and over those weeks, there's been a little football show on the NFL Network that involves your coach, Bill Belichick. You catch any of Bill Belichick of football life?
You know what? I haven't really been able to. So that's something that I might have to, you know, check out.
Yeah, you can check that out. Brady said he checked it out Saturday before the game. Just a little relaxed, an hour. Got to know his coach. He was in this thing a little bit. Yeah, you got to check it out.
Yeah, I might have to. We'll see. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, it is, actually. And they showed in a Halloween party of Bill Belichick dressed up as a pirate. I mean, could you ever imagine Bill Belichick rollerblading around dressed up as a pirate, knowing him now?
Well, I guess that wasn't the first thing I would have thought of, but I didn't know that they had had a Halloween thing.
I'm going to put you on a spot now. Give me your craziest Halloween outfit. Anything? You got anything at all for me?
No, not really.
Nothing?
I've never really dressed up that much. Maybe that's something I have to look into.
Even as a kid, there wasn't that one year where you got a little crazy on Halloween, got some candy around the neighborhood?
I was always, and this is no joke, I was always dressed up as a football player with the high school jerseys. And my dad was a coach.
With the playbook in hand, getting ready for the next week.
Oh, not quite that. But when I was younger, that's what I did.
All right. Hey, listen, I know you guys got the Buffalo Bills this week, and I know they're 2-0, but last time they beat you guys, I think you might have been in kindergarten. So, you know, listen, I know they're 2-0. Got a couple games, they beat Oakland, Kansas City. You can admit to us, and I know you probably will. They suck, right?
Hey, that's the last thing I'd admit. They have a great team. They're 2-0. Beat Kansas City, beat Oakland, and you know they do a lot of things really well. And that's something that we just have to be ready for and make sure that our preparation is, you know, really good, and we're ready for what comes on Sunday.
You talk about preparation and being ready, Danny. Does your prep change? Aaron Hernandez probably not going to play this weekend. He got banged up last week. For you, does that up the load, you think? Does that change your role? Think it'll be a bigger factor with Hernandez out?
That's not something that I really think about. What I think about is doing my job whenever I get the chance to be out on the field. I don't look at things like that. That's coaches make the decisions, and I'm just going to try to be ready to go whenever I may be called.
And Mutt and I have this little bet every week, you know, before the game. We always try to guess the very first play. You know, he thinks it's going to be a handoff to you. I think you guys going five wide, throwing this thing deep. Any insight? Could you give us anything? Because I'm trying to win my bet.
Hey.
Help me out.
I don't think I can help on that. I don't call plays. I just try to run them when I'm in there.
Let's talk about a year ago, because this Buffalo team, does it bring up any memory of the first game you played with this team? I mean, you're cut, the Jets cut you loose, you end up here with the Patriots, and you get your first game against this Buffalo team you're going to see, and a year later, could you imagine kind of where this last year has gone for you in football, Danny?
I think things were obviously a little bit crazy at that time, and it was a fast transition, but you know, it wasn't the first team I played, you know, in a New England Patriot uniform. Yeah, but every game's different, and you know, I really don't look in the past that much, and I'm just trying to, you know, stay in the present and get ready for this big game Sunday.
You know, I think one thing that's kind of thrown a lot of people for a loop here really is, you know, offense, we always thought precision timing, maybe the lack of time in a regular preseason game, that might be off for a little bit. Instead, it's been the complete opposite. And now you're starting to hear defense as well. We need to get film on these other teams. Teams come out and they show us all these new things offensively. Do you guys feel as offensive unit, I mean, obviously with the way the scoring is and you guys are putting up some tons of points, that the offense is ahead of the defense right now?
I don't know. I think really, when we come to work every day, we're looking to get better every day. We score some points, but that doesn't mean anything for this week. And we have to get better every single day to be ready for this weekend. And I don't think it's a matter of that. I think, you know, we've won two games, and that's the most important thing. And we want to go out there and win this next game.
All right, last one for me. You didn't get a chance to watch the Belichick stuff. It is the week where the fall TV starts. Mm. We're TV addicts over here. Is there a TV show that you still get locked and loaded for, Danny? Is there a fall TV show, a new show starting back up where you know, okay, I can either watch that thing or DVR it to watch when I get some downtime?
The Office. That's the number one show that I always have to make sure is DVR.
Did you so live last night or did you DVR it?
I had to DVR it last night.
It's a good first episode. I think you'll like the addition of Robert California to that cast.
See, my regular season shows ended when Entourage ended. I mean, that was it for me. I'm a big Entourage guy. I know it's a Sunday for you, but that's just me, Entourage. But what can you do?
Well, they're both good shows.
So who should be the office manager then?
I don't know. I need to see what happened last night. So
yeah, I don't want to ruin it for him.
Yeah,
they name an office manager, and I don't want to ruin it for Danny.
Okay, because
they do, and it's a good episode, Danny.
All right, we'll check it out.
You're gonna like it. Best of luck against the Bills this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.